Good evening. I see your hand up, Myla, but let's get the meeting started and then we can deal with other business. Good evening. This is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. I'm Michael Novick, the chair of the KPFK Local Station Board. We have two meetings tonight, so we'll be recessing from this at about 7 o'clock to go to a meeting of the Delegates Assembly to vote on PMB directors, and our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll to make sure we have quorum, and then we can get underway.
Okay, calling the roll now. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Christina Avalos?
Here.
Alan Beek? Alan Beek? Jose Benavides?
Here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred Blair is present. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy Childs, thank you. Marisol Cruz? Marisol?
Here.
Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Avilia Jones? Avilia Jones? Moving on. Ali Lexa, he's here.
Present.
Rob McCone?
Macon.
Yeah.
Say again?
Pronounced Macon, M-A-C-O-N, pronounced Macon.
Oh, and Rob Macon is here?
And I see Alan Beek is on the call now.
Okay, marking Alan Beek is present. Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Michael Novick is present?
Present.
Oye Ayipio? Ayipo?
Oye Yipo.
Are you here, Oye?
He's muted. You have to unmute yourself.
Present. Thank
you. Okay, Oye is present. Myla Rezan?
Myla Reason.
Myla Reason?
I can pronounce it for you. It's pronounced like the word reason. Myla Reason.
Okay, present?
Yes, I am.
Lawrence Reyes?
Presente.
Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson? Moving on, Oscar Ulloa?
Ulloa.
Say again.
Okay.
Ulloa.
Okay, Bella, don't speak out, please. If Oscar wants to correct the pronunciation, he will do so.
I'll get it down eventually. Selena Vasiliev?
I'm here. Polina is here.
Polina is here. Elizabeth Von Guten?
Present.
Carlos Zavala? Carlos Zavala. Moving on. Harvey Wasserman is here. Yes. Harvey?
Harvey, yes, Wasserman. I'm here. You got the name perfect. Thank you very much.
And Mikhail Calceda? The general manager present? Okay, and Julia Kennard from NIDA, is she attending? Okay, that looks like it.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Okay, now.
Can we call on Alan Beek, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
And Rob Macon?
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
You're muted. You're muted, Michael.
Bella, do not speak out of turn. Ralph is going
to
call.
Mr. Chair, I ask you to be recognized, but you are muted.
Okay, but you don't have to be recognized. The chair will deal with it. Alan, Ralph, you need to call again to Alan so he can tell us he's present. And to Carlos, and Mikhail is also on the call.
I'm present, Michael.
Okay, yeah. Is Alan Beek present? Alan Beek?
Yes, Alan Beek is present.
Okay, got you. Avilia Jones again?
Present.
Okay. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson. Marking him down as absent. Carlos Zavala?
Present.
Is that a present, Carlos?
Correct.
Okay.
And Mikhail.
1, 2, 3.
Mr. Chair.
Hello.
Mikhail.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Mikhail. Ralph, okay. Can you call the GM again?
Mikhail Cicada?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I'm with my phone. I can do it through my desktop. I don't know why, but you can hear me and see me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella, what is it?
Has Rob Macon been stated present?
Yes.
Point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order, Myla?
We haven't approved the agenda. I wanted to add a question to
the
agenda.
Yeah, we have a couple of items before that. One is a land back acknowledgement and the question of comportment. And I don't see Lydia Ponce in the call, although she is still a director, and I was hoping she might have joined us tonight. But we do recognize this is unceded native land that we're on, and that the ethos of the indigenous people of this land is to be considerate of the land itself and all our relations. And I hope that we will conduct ourselves in that spirit. I want to say one other thing about comportment. In the governance committee meeting, it was proposed that if people, I'm sorry, can people mute themselves?
Although
if Bella,
this meeting that he has to be on, but I will call him.
Jan, please mute yourself. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself. That's the fundamental of comportment on a call like this. Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Thank you. One of the issues of comportment that came up was the question of public comment. If you wish to make a public comment and you can't speak, someone will read as much of your public comment as can be done in the same time period of public comment as everybody else has in public comment, which is 90 seconds. So if you want to make a public comment that's longer than that, you can email lsb@kpfk.org and it'll get forwarded to the whole body. For me to do that, however, and because I do have a sore throat and I'm a little under the weather, I have a few requests. I'd like to have someone else be the host of this meeting, who has experience being a Zoom host. Because a couple of meetings recently, I've had a glitch in my Wi-Fi or my laptop, and I've been on the call, but I'd lose the functionality of some of the things, like seeing hands raised. So is there someone who's willing to be the Zoom host for this meeting?
Mr.
Chair, may I recommend that Marcel Cruz, your vice chair, be the Zoom host?
I was going to follow up on that, Michael. I'm on my cell phone. Can I be a host while on my cell phone?
No, I think there needs to be somebody who's on a laptop and can see the pens and so on. Paulina, are you willing to do that or?
Michael, unfortunately, I teach classes on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9. I will actually not be here all through the meeting.
Okay.
Apologies.
Right, as another volunteer, maybe Eric C. Jacobson, if he's on a computer. Can you unmute if you're willing to be the Zoom host, Eric, and I'll make you the host in the participants panel. They're still muted. All right, we also need a timekeeper, and we need someone to keep stack. Because these things become increasingly difficult for the chair with so many responsibilities.
I have some keep track of time.
Marisol?
I'll keep track of time, Michael.
Okay, can you keep track of time for the agenda items, and we'll get somebody else to keep track of time for the speakers?
You got it.
Is there a second
Michael, volunteer? There. I want to respond. I unmuted myself. I can give you a quick response. I'm on an iPhone, and I've never...
Okay.
I'm completely unfamiliar with the Zoom hosting aspect.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I offered to be the host, if you like, because I have familiarity with...
All right. I'm going to make you the host, and then can you make me the co-host?
Okay.
Thank you. And do we have someone to keep time for the speakers? Miley, is your hand up for that purpose or for something else? Don't all volunteer at once. Grace, Aaron, would you mind?
As well.
Marisol, if you can do both, thank you.
Yes.
So typically it's 2 minutes for the LSB and 90 seconds for public comment. And we will entertain a motion now to approve the proposed agenda, and then we can discuss any amendments to it. Someone would like to move that?
So move, Bella.
I object.
No, I'm sorry. The way we deal with this, I put it in an email to everybody. The agenda is moved, and then once it's moved, we can consider amendments to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. We don't need seconds, I think, on the agenda, but we'll take that fine. So, Myla, you have an amendment to the agenda?
Yes, I do. In light of the fact that we're facing an emergency because California Corporation Code 5513 Part D was violated when ballots for KPFK listener representatives were revoked after the ballots had gone out and after the listener members had voted. And due to the fact that the National Election Supervisor exceeded her authority by disqualifying four candidates who may very well have been seated tonight in both this meeting as well as the delegates assembly in violation of the Pacifica bylaws, because the candidates did not violate any of the fair campaign provisions enumerated in the Pacifica bylaws. It is urgent that this body deliberate.
Chair, point of order, Chair.
Why are you interrupting me? Can I just...
Normally...
I was almost done.
Normally, we do make the motion and then motivate it, but just finish up and make the motion, please.
A point of order is always in order, Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence. What's your point of order?
The point of order is that the member is motivating her motion instead of simply requesting for it to be on the agenda.
I understand that. Just finish up.
I was almost finished, and now I've lost my train of thought. So anyway... I just want to say that this is an urgent emergency motion that should be considered by this group as is at
okay,
the beginning.
Okay, please make the motion.
The motion is to include my motion as one of the first orders of business so that it will be considered before we adjourn for our delegate assembly. Does anyone second my motion?
I second it, Harvey.
I second it, too.
All right, thank you. So the motion was made and seconded. It was sent in writing to the LSB. I think people have received it.
Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
I object to consideration of this dilatory motion.
Mr. Chair.
We'll just, since it was motivated, we'll take a speaker against, and then we'll vote on whether to add it to the agenda.
Mr. Bella, Chair. Yes.
Yes,
I have my hand up. I'm wondering, I may be co-host. Okay. I would like to speak against it. I guess I will go with Lauren. So maybe two against and in 2-4. I don't know what the equation.
Just speak, please. Just speak. We had it motivated. We'll take a speaker against.
Okay.
I don't want to waste a lot of time on the agenda.
Okay. We received recently, just today, a response from the lead attorney for Pacifica, Arthur Schwartz, who really spelled out the reasons why these four individuals were disqualified. And they were disqualified not only because they abused the restriction of the LSB membership list to be exclusively used for the purposes of promoting LSB candidates and within that perimeter per the bylaws, but the list was submitted to outside sources, namely Jan Goodman and others. And then those individuals abused that list to then request donations for their cause against Pacifica. So it's a very ironic situation, turn of events, that led to those disqualifications, because those four individuals then became party to that situation. And that is the reason why they were disqualified. And I believe this horse has been, beaten up real badly over and over again at several LSB meetings. And so I agree with Director Lawrence Reyes, we should not be considering this motion at this juncture. Thank you.
Point of information.
What's your question?
Yes, my question is, what specific provisions of the Fair Campaign provisions were violated by any of the people who were disqualified? They have to, the only acceptable reason for the National Election Security Supervisor to disqualify candidates is enumerated in the Pacific.
Okay, that's not a question. I'm sorry. That's a statement.
Well, I want to know what specific provisions of the campaign criteria was violated by these people. Please be specific.
Mr. Reyes, every hand up. Is there an answer to that question?
No, I mean, the answer is in the National Election Supervisor's final report. This is a dilatory motion. This is another way of trying to circumvent the decision that was made by both classes of listeners. The provisions that were violated are incorporated in the corporation's code. When they went and got the list, agreed to a third party vendor, and decided to turn that list over to one of their advocates,
right,
Jan Goodman. So I mean, this is completely dilatory, and they are losing in court. And this is grasping for straws.
Okay, I see a hand up from what I think is Beth. Is that your hand up, Beth? And
that's
I'd like
right.
to
cool.
move. I'd like to move the question on adding this to the agenda, so we can move on with the business.
Point of information.
Yes. What's your question?
Isn't this matter already before the courts, and haven't they already declined consideration of this? And so, isn't it out of our hands as the LSB? Thank you.
No. Yes. It's under litigation.
My colleague's correct.
Yes, it's under litigation right now. I'd like to have Ralph call the roll.
Excuse me, but that was incorrect. Please, I can respond. It has not.
Okay.
One
quick response.
It is still before the court. It has not yet been decided. It is a matter before the court.
Yes, I said it's under litigation.
Right, it's under litigation, but it has not been decided.
Right.
And other speakers here just intimated that it had been decided. It has not.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. That
is
the fact of litigation, this court action.
My statement?
Go ahead, Beth.
This is Beth. Thank you. Please. Thank you. I think what I said was misrepresented. I said the court has not decided in favor of Ms. Reason's position, of the New Day position. It's been considered, and so far the court has not found favor with their position. It is still in the courts and yet to be determined there. There's more to do. And I would assume that as long as the courts have this, that it's out of our hands. And now.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. So, excuse me, Ralph will call the roll on whether to add this motion to the agenda.
Can you read the motion for me, please?
It's a very, I'll email to you, Ralph. It's a very long motion that was sent to the LSB list. I thought you would have gotten it, but.
Okay, calling
the
roll.
It's a motion to.
Calling the roll on the motion.
I can read it, Mr. Chair. Bella.
Excuse me, but it's my motion, Bella. If anyone's going to read it, I'd like to read it.
Okay.
But it's up to the chair and the
board. I think everybody knows what the motion is on the LSB.
Okay, I'd like to move that the motion be read, that the maker of the
okay, all right. Go ahead and read it, Myla.
Okay. Give me a second here. I've got to find it.
Just the motion, not the whereas.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I'm sorry. Okay, here it
is.
Here it is. Here it is. Whereas the 2020.
Oh, I'm sorry. Skip the whereas. Let's just get to the motion itself. Therefore,
well,
be it resolved.
Well,
but you motivated the motion with all of that material already. Just read what's resolved.
So you are. Oh, you're seeing.
Okay. Well, here we go.
But how is that? Can you see all this?
But
I'm sorry.
I think I'm hearing a lot of crosstalk and people.
Please mute if you're not.
Thank you. Okay. Therefore, be it resolved that the three remaining disqualified 2021 KPFK delegates can.
Thank you.
Delegates can. Oh God. Disqualified KPFK delegates can vote, including, what the hell? I'm sorry. Be it resolved that after recabulation of the vote, that the results show that the above three, oh, I see what's going on here. My screen cut.
I'll read it.
No, I've got it now. I'm sorry. Therefore, let it be resolved that three remaining disqualified 2021 KPFK delegate candidates be reinstated as candidates and the KPFK delegate vote, including the votes for the three remaining candidates, be tabulated and certified by the independent vendor Simply Voting and published by Pacifica by February 1st, 2022. Therefore, let it be further resolved that if after retabulation the results show that the above three candidates were among the nine highest vote getters in the election, then the three lowest vote getters seated on the KPFK LSD based on the vote which excluded the above three candidates be replaced by the higher vote getters and the lower vote getters serve as alternates should a vacancy occur in the future.
Okay, thanks. So Ralph is going to call the roll on adding that motion as the first item of business to the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Before the roll is called for the vote.
I'm sorry, Bella, what are you saying?
Before the roll for the vote is called, I want to point out that Article 4, Delegate Section 6, Fair Elections Campaign Provisions were cited by the National Election Supervisor regarding this issue.
Okay, thank you. That was an answer to the question that was raised previously. Thank you.
Yes, correct.
Go ahead, Ralph. Call the roll, please.
Okay, calling for the vote. Grace Aaron?
No.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Jose Benavides?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Marcel Cruz?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
No.
Evelia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Rob McCone?
Macon.
Sorry. Macon. Rob Macon? Rob Macon, what is
your
vote?
Come back to him. Okay. Come back to him, please. Move on.
Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Chair, you really wasted up to the end.
Michael Novick?
The chair usually waits to vote to the end, and please forgive me for being short, but I have a sore throat, so just move on, please.
Okay, cool. Oye, oye, Pio, oye.
Oyepo.
Oyepo. Yes or no?
Said no.
Okay, thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Ziri Rideau?
No.
Paul Roberson is absent. Oscar Uyola?
Uyola.
Uyola? Oscar Uyola?
Yeah, no. I vote no.
Got it. Polina Vasiliev?
No. I vote no.
Elizabeth Von Guten?
No.
Carlos Zavala? Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Yes for Carlos. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
And that is it. So we have one.
Hello,
Michael?
I have 9 yeses and 12 noes.
Okay, thank you. The chair also votes no. Okay.
Michael, point of order?
Yes, what is it, Grace?
Yes. Is Rob on the call? He should be, his vote should be registered if he cares to vote.
He wants me to let him know when that motion comes up, Grace. He texts me.
Which motion?
The motion to that you had to be present, I believe that should have been the first in order, Chair, that motion to...
No, that's for the delegates to say.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Different
okay.
Piece of business.
All right, sorry about that.
So you're saying he's not currently... Was he here for the roll call for this meeting?
He just had a medical procedure, so he's on his way home.
Okay, thank you. So he should not have been listed as present then, so far.
Correct. Thank you.
I have a hand. Okay, this is Harvey. This is Harvey.
Okay, regarding what, Harvey?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, what's on the floor?
This is not a legitimate vote. There are 3 people who should be on the board who are not. We have not been given
okay.
The vote count.
All right, thank you, Harvey. Are there objections?
I second
right.
The motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn is always in order, but it's not debatable, and we're going to call the roll and move on. And please do not make the motion again.
Okay,
go ahead, Ralph. You're calling the roll.
Calling the roll on the motion to adjourn. Grace Aaron?
No.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek, no.
Jose Benavides? Jose?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
No.
Davilia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Alexa?
Pass. Come back to me.
Rob Macon? Absent. Okay. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Oye, Oyepayo?
Oyeyipo.
Oyeyipo. I'll have to practice that for the next meeting. I'm sorry.
I guess you will, but no.
I'm sorry. Myla Rison?
Reason.
Reason.
Yes. No. I mean, wait. Yes, I'm voting yes to adjourn.
Okay, got you. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Ziri Rideau?
No.
Skipping Paul Roberson? Oscar Uyo?
Good.
Yeah, no, both no.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Elizabeth von Guten?
No.
Carlos Zavala?
No.
Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Okay.
Chair votes no.
Point of order, Michael?
Wait, what is it, Grace?
Ali hasn't voted.
That's right, he passed.
Thank you.
Ali? This is the secretary, Ali. What is your vote?
Abstain.
Thank you. Thanks, Grace.
Yes.
Okay, I have 6 yes, 15 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, are there any further objections to the proposed agenda? Just to point out, we're trying to do a 7 o'clock time certain for the delegates, so let's try to move this along, please. All right, hearing none, the agenda is approved. Pacifica mission statement, I'll just read it.
I thought you had so and so.
That's okay. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC and subject in their operations to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended, and radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. And is there somewhere on the next, okay, we have excuse absence requests of any? I'll consider that Rob Macon made an excused absence request by his informing Lawrence that he was coming back from a medical procedure.
No, I did not say Rob Macon, nope. Chair. I said Paul Robeson is going to call in once he gets home.
Oh, Paul Robeson.
Medical procedure.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. You responded to the question whether Rob Macon was on the call when you said that. All right. So let's say that's an excused absence request from Paul Robeson, unless he gets here in time to rejoin the meeting while it's still in session. Any objections to that? Hearing none. Can someone make an appeal for membership and funds for KPFK?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Go ahead.
I would like to, in the name of the Outreach Committee and all the efforts by Pacifica, we are in a situation very difficult financially. We need every contributing dollar to go to the station as quickly as possible. We urge all the folks in the public comment and here within the LSB present to make an effort to make not only a donation, small or large, but to become a monthly sustainer. It doesn't matter if it's 5, 10, 15, or 20, or 25, whatever you can afford. I am a sustainer. It's not a large amount, but it is important so that the station can budget every month and know exactly what is coming in so that it can pay its costs, its expenses. So we urge you to go to kpfk.org, click on the Donate Now button, and become a, not only that, update your membership if it has lapsed so you can be in good standing, and encourage others to do the same and become a sustainer, a monthly sustainer, no matter what the amount.
All right, thank you, Bella. You're kidding yourself. Thank you. And I would urge all the members of the local station board to go through their own contact lists and really a campaign for people to become sustaining members. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the after action report and prior motions, which is in this case the selection of LSB members for the report to the listener. We have a report to the listener scheduled for next Monday evening. My suggestion would be that we have at least one officer, one director, one staff delegate, and one listener delegate who are not officers. We have some volunteers.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Marla.
What would you repeat the date for that? Date and time.
It's next Monday night at not from 9 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And the station is running.
I'd like
I'm
to
sorry. Okay, thank you. Any others? Is there one of the officers besides myself, or otherwise I can do it again? But
I would like to volunteer.
Yes, I heard you. I'm looking for an officer and a director.
This is Beth. I could do it as a director if you need something.
Okay, thank you.
Michael, I could not understand what you said. Bella, I cannot understand what you said. What is it that you're looking for? You broke up.
I'm looking for 4 members of the local station board to participate in a report to the listener next Monday night at 9 p.m. We're on the air. The show is being promoted by a cart all this week and on Monday by a cart saying it's Monday night. So at this point, I have Beth Von Gundy as director. I say myself as an officer. Myla Reeson as a listener delegate at this point. Or are you a staff delegate, Myla? I forget. You're a staff delegate?
I'm a staff delegate.
Okay. Is there a listener delegate who wants to participate?
Bella.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Okay. We have to set the next meetings. We did do a poll. The only responses I got, people were content for the most part to stay Wednesday evening. Sunday is a conflict for the GM, as we said before. It's 6 to 9 p.m. So if there's no objection to that, I will schedule meetings for the rest of the year, and that will use the same Zoom every time and eliminate the confusion about what Zoom to use. Christina, you have a hand up?
Yes, this is the third Wednesday of each month?
Yes, third Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And Pauline, I'm sorry that you have a class, but it's very hard to find time.
I understand.
We went through this over and over again.
Yeah.
So be on the call when you can.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to suggest that we not set meetings for the entire year. There was a great deal of opposition to meeting on a weekday night. I think that we were more comfortable with Sunday morning, and I don't think we should make that decision in stone. Maybe for just a meeting or two, we might stay with Wednesday, but I think that we need to revisit the meeting schedule, as I think that a large percentage of this board would prefer Sunday mornings.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
I object. I have always objected to Sundays, and I know that Grace has always, you know, resisted that. So I would like for us to go ahead and plan and schedule our meetings, because the Finance Committee also has some sort of contingency with our meeting scheduling.
The Finance Committee has set its meetings for the fourth Wednesday of the month going forward without regard to when the LSB is meeting. Well, I heard one objection.
My hand's up.
Ali, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to voice my support of Grace's comments, and would say that let's just set the next two meetings and revisit it after that.
Okay, are there objections setting the next two meetings, and we can move on, please, to the rest of our business?
Bella objects.
Okay, your objection is noted, but the next two meetings will be on Wednesday evening, and we'll come back to the question later. Item J is approval of the minutes. I intend a motion to approve all the minutes. We made an attempt to have the minutes vetted by individual members. It worked to some extent, but not entirely. But they were prepared and reviewed by our former secretary, and thanks for that, Janine. And they can be corrected at some point in the future if necessary. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes that have not yet been approved for the previous 2 years. Okay, I think I heard Alan move that. Is there any objection? Understanding we can always correct them at another time. Hearing none, the minutes are approved and can be posted to KPFDX. Time certain for adjournment.
I'm sorry. I just wondered why Harvey Wasserman was in the continuation meeting told to said to have been absent without an excuse when he attended the initial meeting. And at the beginning of the continuation meeting, Michael, I believe that you said that people didn't have to ask for an excused absence for the continuation meeting. So I don't think that Harvey should be listed as having an unexcused absence.
Okay. Any objection to that correction? You're talking about the minutes of the last meeting that Ralph submitted when we had a continuation? Myla?
Mr. Chair, Bella has her hand up.
Okay. I'm just trying to clarify. Myla, unmute yourself, please. You're saying you don't want...
Right.
I'm talking about the minutes that Ralph submitted for the last...
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all. Yes. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to identify which month we were speaking about. Thank you.
Yes, so it was the most recent meeting that we had that was continued that Ralph submitted the minutes for.
Okay, Eric, so, to the stack, Michael, briefly on the minutes issue.
Go ahead, and thank you for doing your job on that.
Thank you. Thanking me. But I do wonder, are we then now not going forward with the plan to have members volunteer to take a month and go through it carefully so we can get what we know to be reliable minutes?
I hope we will still do that. That was a proposal from governance. I did send individual minutes to every member of the committee pretty much who hasn't done it already. I'll follow up with that and see what we can do it for the, in the future.
But if I may, if I may, Michael, are you not then by just doing a blanket approval, are we not then taking all stress off people to step up and do what I put several hours into?
We might be, but I'd like to get them up so that we're in some form of compliance, and we can. I'll work with people on getting them corrected, or if necessary, I'll do it. But I just want to move on, please.
Go ahead,
Mr.
Chair. I have one other.
My hand is up. This is Bella regarding the minutes.
Okay, Bella, what is it?
I was given the task. I took on the task for August, September, and October, and I clearly went through them with a comb too.
Okay.
And I did my job, and they're fine, and so they can be uploaded.
Okay, thank you. So one other piece of business, I do want to recognize that we seated Fred Blair tonight, who came on as the first runner-up, because Rocio Rivas, our former vice chair and recently reelected to the body, announced her candidacy for public office, and Rocio asked if she would have a minute to express herself. So we did want to thank her for her service. And Rocio, sorry it took so long to get to it, but you want to go ahead?
No worries. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for giving me some time. I didn't want to leave without saying anything because the past year, I care very deeply for KPFK. I've gone to know more about KPFK, the radio station, and being part of this. The LSB board has enabled me to get to know all of you and everyone who's in their own way is trying to fight for KPFK and its survival. And I want to say that I do not say adieu. I am still going to be, I'm very committed to KPFK. Like I said, it's dear to my heart. And I want to continue in helping in fundraising and helping in outreach. So I will follow up on the emails and participating in committees, or at least, hearing or helping in any way. I do want a phone bank, so I was trying to do that as well. But I want to say that KPFK is way too important for LA, and that's what I've realized, that it is way too important, particularly now when we're faced with corporatization and privatization and the control of our media. And I love listening to it, and all of Los Angeles, all of Southern California needs to really support, and I am going to support financially. Like I said, please count on me. But like I said, KPFK is very important. I really want all of you to at least try to get a consensus, try to minimize, the animosity or the differences or division, because it will come at the expense of KPFK. And this is why I ran again. I am running for school board for LAUSD. And I was asked to run. I was not in my purview, but because of redistricting, I am now in Board District 2. And my goal has always been in fighting the privatization of our public schools.
Okay,
and this is why I decided to run, because of this. And I hope you guys all visit and support me and Dr. Rivas for schoolboard.com, because this is, like I said, I'm fighting privatization, corporatization, and you can count on me. KPFK, email me. You have my email, rrsupport@yahoo.com. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Rocio. And so we are going to move on. I noticed that Paul Robeson has joined us, so we can eliminate that excuse absence because he is present. And we're going to hear from the general manager. Mikhail?
Hi, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I appreciate also for accommodating on Wednesday for now. Good evening. Thank you for hosting me today in the LSB meeting. I would have loved to have a more complete report, but frankly, today has been a really chaotic day here at KPFK, to say the least. But anyway, in our last meeting held December 15th, so first of all, I will love to dispose of more time to address the questions of all members of the board. I was saying that in our last meeting held December 15th last year, we were in the middle of our winter fund drive, and I'm sure you're aware of the numbers at the end of our last fund drive, because I saw emails that, from my standpoint, weren't accurate regarding the fund drive at large. I'll fill you in later. We haven't left the critical zone, and some episodes this week might be concerning for some, but I can say I'm more confident than I was. I would like to remember all of you the objective, and the objective would be to reduce as much as we can, almost to the point to break even by the end of this year, 2022. I mean, to reduce expenses, and obviously to increase the income. There's nothing new here. I think we are doing the right approach to go there, taking into account the point of no return we were coming from. So there are three elements I would like to share with you today. The first one, obviously, is the financial aspect. There's a financial committee in place in this local station board, and I think that they are all aware, because Julia is attending the meetings. And obviously, we all know that we are in a dire situation. But that's what we have. I think that every day that we are winning is a better day, so to speak. The only thing we can do now is what we're doing. For example, in the HR aspect, if people leave the station, it was the case at the end of December, we can only say thank you. And thank you and good luck. We have two persons that leave the station, and we've been able to replace one person. In other cases, we've had to look for a substitute, as I was saying, and go through a hiring process. And we've been doing this in the middle of the holiday season. That process has finished with a new production assistant for one of the best programs that we have in the house now. Regarding day-to-day operation and keeping this objective in mind, we can only downsize the best we can and triage with care when paying bills. I can assure you that this is a very unpleasant situation, but again, that's what we have. And we finally transition today, well, last week, and we are still almost finishing this, from a costly phone and telecommunication system to a modern and digital one. And in the meantime, let me tell you also that, and thanks to this transition, I have personally discovered long time, so to speak, resentments between people in our organization. Nothing new, happens in every single organization. Yet all those changes and spares are in the 2022 fiscal year budget. We finish it with Julia, who, by the way, has been appointed new Pacifica's financial officer. And I don't know if she has already presented it to the executive director and the National Finance Committee for approval. Or, well, actually, I don't know it, but...
I'm sorry, Mikhail, the format is it comes actually to the local finance committee first, and the LSB sends it on to the National Finance Committee.
Okay. I'm sure that Julia has already submitted some parts or has submitted all the budget to the local finance committee, and then it's going to go to the national, as you say. And I hope they approve it, although the deficit in it. I mean, otherwise, I'll be glad to answer all the questions on how did we arrive there? How did we arrive to this budget? It's not a matter of just saying increment the income, think out of the box. It's a matter of following a plan, and tied your seat belts. And I hope that by the end of this year, we'll be able to be to reduce this deficit or almost be in a break-even situation. Why am I more confident after the last fan drive? Well, because although many people can think it didn't fulfill our objectives, the last fan drive, well, I all in all, the fan drive, at least it did fulfill mine's objectives. All in all, the fan drive lasted 16 days. Take this into account. 16 days from Tuesday, December 7th to Wednesday, December 22. Okay. And during these 16 days, the total amount was 100,000 and but the interesting thing here is the daily average, and the daily average, the average per day, was substantially above the last fund drive on this was on November on October, okay, the fall fund drive. And the average day on a fundraising of 32 days was at that time 5,836, while on winter it was 6,319. Well, the budget has been crafted with the less optimistic view, and that is why I am somehow positive, because this was so the holiday, the winter fund drive, was the first without preempting programs and without premiums that has nothing to do with our core values, and this is what I am positive. There's another thing that I would like...
Point of order, excuse me, Mikhail, point of order.
Go ahead. Well, sure.
We're now 2 minutes past the scheduled time for reassembling as the delegates.
Myla, we took up an inordinate amount of time dealing with your attempts to change the agenda, so we're going to proceed with the GM's report and the comment from the LSB members and from the public, and then we'll recess to the delegates assembly.
Okay, so sorry, I'll try to go to the bottom line. What I'm explaining is that in this last fund drive, we were able to raise the average, the daily average, and with taking into account that we did almost no preemption. There were no kind of premiums that we were used to hear during last year, and these are the points. But let me tell you that for this fiscal year 2022, the important thing is that we have established a calendar for the fundraiser that I think that the chair has shared with all of you, that contains only an amount of days really different of the last fiscal years, so to speak. For instance, the last fiscal year, the amount of fundraiser was almost 200 days. This is obviously ridiculous if we want to keep in this business of radio. So the next fund drive, this fiscal year, 2022, we are thinking only on 120 days. This is one of the minimal amount in the last 4 years. My objective, and I think that should be the objective of everyone, should be obviously the less we can. One of the stations of Pacifica who is doing great, or the only station in Pacifica that is doing great, which is KPFA, is doing now around 80 days of fund drive a year. So the next fund drive, the next this fiscal year, sorry, 2022, what we're going to do is try to overlap with the days of KPFA in order to be more or less on the same page, since we have some programs that we share. That's one of the things. But my confidence and my positivity is because I, for the first time, saw that we can raise daily and daily average without doing all the, forgive me for the word, weirdly things that we were doing at that time or before. What else? Well, this is the plan. But the other plan obviously comes with the programming. During these last 3 weeks, I've been speaking with lots of hosts, trying to set and trying to organize a puzzle. The objective of which is to have a drive time, the afternoon drive time, secure. And I cannot fill you with details now, but I could share with you that I expect at the end of this month to secure this, for me, and I think that for everyone, important part of the station. So from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., that we have a stable kind of programming. And that was my first objective since the beginning in September. But let me tell you, this is really a difficult thing to secure, since we have, well, basically the financial thing. And then, well, there are other kind of issues, like, well, the people sometimes may think that that they've heard this tune many times, but have never never come to place. And well, I'm absolutely committed to do this change in the programming and secure this time slot. And this is the second step to try to raise funds in the next fund drives. And so that's what I was saying at the beginning, that I'm more confident that at the end of this year, 2022, we should be in a much better position than we are now. We are fighting there. We are struggling. And well, that's what I wanted to share today, and I will love to take all your questions.
Thank you, Miguel. So we'll have about 15 minutes of questions and comments from the LSB, then 10 minutes of public comment, and then we will be recessing to the delegates' assembly, so you'll be free to leave at that point. Thank you.
Thank you.
I see Myla Risa and Bella De Soto. Sue, leave your hand down until we get to public comment. I'll be taking it from board members first. Myla, then Bella.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. General Manager. You mentioned early on in your presentation that you were talking about reducing expenses, and I am wondering whether you, in that plan to reduce expenses, also plan to reduce any of the paid staff at KPFK. We're running with 25 paid staff union members. We're now down to, I believe, 11 or 12. And we're running on a skeleton crew. People are stretched thin. It's a very stressful environment. Phones aren't working. Things are falling apart. Do you plan to lay off more of our workers?
Okay, thanks. So we'll take a few questions and comments, and then we'll give the GM a chance to respond. So if you could make a note of some of these things, Mikhail, and then speak to him at the end.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mikhail, for being here with us. Thank you so much. Okay, now, an enormous effort was made between fiscal year ending 20, which ended September 30th, and fiscal year 2021, which ended September 30th, 2021. There was an enormous reduction of 55% in salaries. So that then trimmed down the rest of the expenditures regarding personnel. Also, it's notable that we had an increase from fiscal year 20 in 2021 by $327,000. Okay, but what I want to find out also is the new phone system that was just installed, which was done by Brian. I have his last name written somewhere, from KPFA, installing the new phone system. I have been told that this is not a very reliable system. I hope to be proven wrong, and I want to know how much is costing KPFK. And then I want you to be aware that KPFA has been fundraising all throughout the KPFK program grid, not just on the evening news segment, but throughout the program grid. So while KPFK is being depleted, KPFA is fundraising funds from the KPFK membership and listenership. You should be aware of that. And then finally, I would love for you to come back to the Finance Committee so that we can have your input, your insight at the Finance Committee. And yesterday I spent over $47 regarding the redoing the you can support monthly sustaining KPFK. And this is very important. And this is something that will be handed out at different community events so that we can get monthly sustainers. Thank you, Mikhail.
Thank you. Thank you,
Bella. Additional members of the local station board have questions or comments for the general manager?
Hi, Miguel. This is Ziri. My question was basically about transparency for what income there is currently when you say we're not just going to do the fundraising, but I want to know what your plans are for grants and for any other income. And this is something you could discuss with us either at the Finance Committee, but we feel we need to have more ideas of where this money is actually coming from. KPFA is getting monies that, you know, are tied to certain content and to certain, you know, there are editorial impacts that have affected KPFA as a result of taking this money. And I'm very concerned for KPFK that we might do the same thing. And I don't want this. So can you please give us some very clear analysis of where the money is coming from? Thank you.
Sorry, can I re-ask? What is this money that concerns you coming from in the case of KPFA? What is your concern about this?
Well, like from the beginning on when you came and introduced yourself, you always talked about that you not only want grant money for sure, but you also wanted to have some kind of subscriber money and possibly donator from also corporate backgrounds. And I would like to know what your ideas were there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I see a hand up from Grace, and I have a couple of quick comments. Bella, you got your bite of the apple. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I'd just like to know, Mikhail, how you intend to improve listenership, to raise listenership. That's all.
To improve, sorry?
To increase listenership and improve programming.
Okay, thank you.
So I did want to thank you for scheduling the LSB report to the listener. I wanted to check and see if you are planning to do further reports yourself as general manager. I know you expressed some
questions about that, but it is mandated by the bylaws and the job description. So I hope that you will continue to do that. And I guess my other question is, or a suggestion I would say, is I think as you're building the grid, I think it would be useful to put in a kind of audition or showcase show in which different shows can be kind of tried out, and people who are interested in getting on our airways locally, I think it's really important. I know you said your second priority after stabilizing the evening drive time is restoring a local news department. If you have more to say about that, I'd appreciate hearing it too. Thank you.
Okay. I will answer Myla regarding the layoffs of people. Well, this is a key element, meaning that we were a force of 35 people. Now we are only 11 people. So I mean, but we are still running the same station with the same hours every day, etc. Oh. Obviously, this has an impact. And so if you ask me if I plan to lay off four people, well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we have the people that we have. And I think that we've done almost everything we can. So frankly, I don't see now, if you ask me today, January 19, are you going to lay someone else? I don't know. It is not also my decision. Look, I am just a kind of a tenant here because, frankly, it's not that if I want to take one action, it's really complicated to go until the end. So I'm trying to focus on an action step by step and following up and be persistent and finally getting this, no? And this is something like the, who was saying this? I think it was Bella about the phone system. The phone systems. Well, look, the phone systems. You have the. I think that Bella, you are in the finance committee, and you have the all the information regarding this. We. I'm speaking roughly, but we are gonna save with that almost more than a half that we were spending monthly, and so the year budget for telecommunication was is around $150,000 every year, which is ridiculous nowadays because the phones that we were using has been paid 30 times. So now we have our own phones, we have our own system. It is not easy to move things on since, well, as I was telling, look, there are resentments, there are people that have some types of things with other people, and they have to collaborate, and they don't want to collaborate. So there you are. You have to be in the middle. I try to iron all the wrinkles you can. But when people don't want to collaborate, that makes things a bit difficult. But nevertheless, we are so the printers, for instance, in the station are working as of today. The phone system and the internet in the station is new and working. In the Pacifica archives is installed and working. And the only problem that we have, which is not minor, is, and we hope tomorrow is going to be solved, is the on-air, sorry, the on-air, the on-air phones. So we can call from the station. Now we have there's an issue here, but I'm confident that tomorrow is gonna be solved. Bella, you were talking about an increase on the last budget. Well, there was a PPP loan that saved the situation a year, or that adjourned the situation for a year, but we don't have any other loan this year, no? We expect an idle, it's called idle loan, and well, Pacific expects this loan, no? And we, as a station, I personally also expect this loan. Ziri was asking about a very interesting thing, the grants and the corporate kind of thing. Look, I would love to have underwriting, and you know my position, but obviously this is way too far from my perspective nowadays, because to be able to bring this change into Pacifica, that needs a super effort, and now is out of my reach. But yes, I am totally for the underwriting. I am totally for corporate money, if you want to say this. I'm sorry, but I think that there are ways to do this that doesn't betray the spirit of Pacifica, and someone should be able to start thinking on that. What am I referring? Well, I don't know if Bank of America is a good corporation, but nevertheless, yeah, you can. Yeah, no, I'm just putting this as an example. Zuri, Pacifica has its accounts on Bank of America. That's the point. So if we are good to bank with this bank, we should be good to receive its accolades if they want to send some money. But anyway, this is another discussion. What I'm saying is that I'm sure and positive that there are many, many corporations sustainable and aligned with the core business with the core values and ideas of Pacifica that would be interested in donate some money like any individual. That's my belief. But this is way too far. You were asking for grants. Yeah, I think that this is the one of the ways to go, asking for grants. And as I said in other local station board meetings, the CPD is for me fundamental. I know also that there are people here that don't like CPD grants. Well, on February, March, I expect that the CPB will set the rules for the next, what's the name of this grant? CSG grant. And, well, I think that it is
community
our
service grant.
Sorry? Service?
Community service grant.
Exactly, CSG grant. I think that it is our obligation to present ourselves to this CSG grant, since now we are audited, and well, the only thing is that if the listeners, if the listener quota is aligned to the requirements of this grant, but for sure we have to go to this grant, which segue me to the other question of Grace Erin. How do you want to improve listenership and increase listenership rate? Well, there's nothing else to do than at least stabilize the programming. This is the only thing, and I'm hoping to do this at the end of this month, the beginning of the next one. But this is my only thing. So first this, then we can enter into what content, if this program is more aligned or less, whatever. But look, we lost Ian Masters on August. We lost Sonali, and that means 10 hours of prime time weekly that hasn't been replaced. So that's not easy to do. That's what I'm trying to do this at the end of this month. Chair, you were asking me for the GM on a report. I frankly don't think that that I should do this. You can see my limitations when I have to express. I don't think that listeners have to listen to me expressing about what is going on the station, frankly. I think that the local station board, if they want to have their take on air, well, that's your decision. I'm gonna do the best, and I've already scheduled a date, and cards are already there, and this is it. But to craft a program, so the GM on air 1 hour every month, for me, it takes a lot of time. That I think it's I think I have to devote to what I was hired, and I was hired to manage this station or what someone left of a radio station, and that's what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm sorry to be that honest.
Thank you. So we will have about 10 minutes of public comment, and then we're going to recess to the delegates assembly. And thank you. If you do have anything in writing, Mikhail, that you want to forward, either in terms of the programming goals or I'd be happy to circulate it.
I'll send it to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll take 10 minutes of public comment. Sue Cohen Johnson had her hand up earlier, and I see Michael Heiss and Andrew Weiss. So Sue, Michael, and Andrew. Let me reiterate that if you want to make written a comment, please send it to lsb@kpfk.org. We can't really deal with public comments in the chat. And if they're read, they'll be read only for the same 90 seconds that a person who's speaking orally gets. Thank you. So Sue, you're next, and then Michael Heiss, Andrew Weiss, and I see Anthony Fest has a hand up as well.
Goldstone to the stack, please.
Okay, who is that?
Raymond Goldstone.
Raymond, okay, after Anthony. Go ahead, Sue.
After Andrew.
So you're up next.
Thank you.
Just speak.
KPFA. It's in one of the most lefty areas in the world. It's an LGBTQ capital. The free speech movement originated there, and lots of political stuff. And you cannot compare KPFK to KPFA. A has an automatic leg or two or three up on KPFK. We're in the belly of the beast. We're in a capitalist mecca. It's you can't compare it. So board ops, 37 years ago when I came, board ops were all volunteers. They were trained, managed, scheduled, supported by a production director, and there used to be a maybe that's the one you're talking about. CPB has a separate grant for in-kind workers, volunteers, and we're supposed to be tracking all their volunteer hours to get that grant. And thank you.
Thanks. Maricel, if you are keeping time, it's 90 seconds per public speaker. So we have Michael Heiss, Andrew Weiss, Anthony Fest, and then Ray Goldstone. Go ahead, Andrew.
You said Michael Heiss first.
Oh, Michael, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Michael. People are jumping around.
Okay. Mikhail, I appreciate that you're still somewhat new to the job and you have a lot on your plate. But one of the things, we're all volunteers too. And one of the things that I would like to see, if you would give us a commitment to attend at least one committee meeting per month, because a lot of the things that are discussed in those committee meetings reflect or depend on the decisions that you make. And without hearing the input and hearing the suggestions from the members of the committee, I think you're operating blind, and it leads to discontent because we don't know, you know, what the heck you're doing. On the fundraising side, I'm just curious if you've actually had any meetings or started any initiatives to do fundraising outside of on-air fund drives. Have you met with anyone? Have you made any plans to do things to raise money other
30 seconds?
Thank you. Other than fund drives. Thanks.
Okay, Andrew, Sue, I'm going to lower your hand. I assume you've got your point in. Go ahead, Andrew, then Anthony, then Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Miguel, I want to thank you for continuing to serve our station, the listeners, and the staff of KPFK. You seem to be trying quite hard, doing a great job. However, I, too, am interested in having, once again, our monthly report to the listener from the management. And while I appreciate your concern about coming on the air yourself, I would suggest you allow another member of the management, such as Stuart Landau, to do it. Or it would even be acceptable to me to have other staff members who are paid staff who can at least communicate directly with the listeners about what's going on within our station, take feedback, and answer questions. As a current monthly sustainer, I am going to make that, as I have in the past, a requirement for me to continue as a sustainer. So I will only continue as a sustainer next month. I paid for this month. For next month, I will only continue as a sustainer if the report to the listener from our management or staff continues on a monthly basis. And I think it'll go a long way to assuring the listeners that they're being heard, that they know how their money is being spent, and that the management and staff are taking direct feedback from them on the air and answering their questions directly. So I would appreciate if you would reconsider your decision. Thank you very much, Miguel. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Andrew. Anthony and Ray.
That's good. Good evening, everyone. I'm Anthony Fest. I'm an unpaid program producer at KPFA. I've been there since 1994. However, I was born and raised in Whittier, so I'm still interested in what goes on in Southern California. I'd like to comment a little bit on some of the previous comments. I take issue somewhat with the idea that KPFA is bound to do better because the Bay is such a natural left territory. On the other hand, Southern California has easily twice the population. And while I'm glad to be associated with KPFA, we've been falling short in some respects. We haven't had an LGBT program for decades. That's a serious omission. And the Asian American communities are severely underrepresented up here. As to the suggestion that you do manages reports to the listeners, yes, please do. I hardly endorse that. Our GM does not do that and doesn't hold staff meetings, and a remote manager is just not the way to go. A few suggestions as to programming. Some of your weekend programs might do very well on the weekday. For example, the Ralph Nader Show, the Middle East program, and others. And if you don't already air it, please consider TUC Radio, Making Contact, Counterspin. They're all excellent. Mm-hmm. Also, the Project Censored Show, which, full disclosure, I produce. Thank you.
Thanks. Ray Goldstone?
Thank you. I'm a regular listener, and I have grown weary of repeat programming on at least four occasions during the last 10 days. What I heard in the morning, I heard in the afternoon. It was particularly egregious on Dr. King's birthday, but just generically, I don't believe repeating programs is the way to draw listeners. It sure turns me off. Thank you for the time.
Thanks. So we're a half hour past time. Oh, Janine Rowan, okay. We'll take one more comment. Go ahead, Janine.
Thank you. Hi, Mikkel. I just wanted to, you know, the fundraising committee that got revamped in September has struggled to get the phone banking going at the station because it's just been so difficult with COVID. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate your effort in trying to make that happen, even though circumstances hasn't allowed it. And I also appreciate you giving us support, the fundraising committee giving us support for a live event during the month of February. And anyway, that we would try to have at the station and also online. So I just wanted to let you know we appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Jose, I see your hand up. You should have done it during the LSB members. Go ahead, and then we're going to have to recess to the delegates assembly. Go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, just to Mikkel, I just wanted to make a suggestion. I think now is the time to experiment with new programming because there's, I think most everybody knows that there's like four or five shows that get repeated. I might be exaggerating, maybe three shows that get repeated again in the evenings. I mean, this is the time that, you know, you start looking out or you put out a call, a general call for new programming and you try it out. I mean, nothing will happen. If someone misses, move the crowd the second time or Democracy Now! The second time. I think I would make that suggestion, try it out, see how, you know, everybody likes it. If it's good, give it a try. But this is the moment because there's a lot of holes on the grid. Take advantage of that. That's just a suggestion. You know, I would totally do it. I mean, I keep hearing it during Monday through Friday, there's shows that just repeat over and over. I would like for you to consider that, to just try something different in those time slots.
Thanks, Jose. I would reiterate what I said earlier in my comments in the LSB that you should consider having a slot for a sort of audition show or showcase show where people can maybe we can try them out first on the website and then move them to the air and then see what kind of response they get. So I think that would be good to build into the grid as an opportunity for that kind of experimentation and innovation.
Michael, can I?
Okay, so we're going to reset now.
Michael, can I request that we give Mikkel 3 minutes to respond to public comment, please?
Okay. Did you have any responses, Mikkel?
No. I totally understand. I agree with most of the comments that you've expressed. Look, there are lots of things to do at once, and I would love to. So, for instance, the showcase, the new programs, as Jose was saying, I think that in this regard, there are other community radios that have a good approach in this sense. For example, to allow in their website a specific place for podcasts and to try and to experiment and see after some, a month, days, a quarter, which of these podcasts have a better reception and then they are placed on air. But again, what we are trying to do now is to get rid of specifically repetitions and try to stabilize that. For your consideration, let me just add one thing, because I went to the website many, many times, and I saw one address that says comments. And I didn't know where this address was going. In fact, then I asked, and it wasn't addressed to no one. So I got this email address, comments, now it's redirected to the GM. And it's not that I received many comments, but I tried to answer all of the comments in this email address, and I am perfectly aware of what listeners are asking me. I have to appreciate, just to finish this intervention, I would like to appreciate your insights and your comments. And some of them I know, others I don't know. And I would like to add one last thing regarding Janine and the committee and the volunteers at the station. Look, one of the things that we are trying is to reduce another contractor. And a way to do this, and Terry in this regard is working, is to try to set up 3-4 volunteers and to take pledges in very specific times. And I think that this is another effort to try to reduce our expenses. We used to be...
Okay. We're going to have to leave it at that, Mikhail, because we're way over time on our agenda. But appreciate your presence. And as I say, you're welcome to stay, but we're going to recess to the Delegates Assembly where we'll be considering candidates for the PNB directors. And we have a motion to deal with that. So we're going to wrap this portion up. And just to be clear, we did set a continuation meeting for both the LSB and the delegates for Sunday morning at 10:30. But since you've already been in this part of the meeting, wouldn't it be necessary for you to attend that Sunday morning? It's just a continuation of the rest of the agenda after your report. We get the directors' reports and the committee reports.
What?
I'm sorry. Please mute if you're not speaking. We're getting... we're taking a recess for a moment, and then Ralph is going to call the roll for the Delegates Assembly portion, where we'll be hearing from the candidates for PNB directors. We have five candidates for three seats for listed delegates and three candidates for one seat as a staff delegate, and we have a motion to authorize an email ballot that we'll get to in a minute. So let's just take a short break.
Michael, Eric here. My iPhone is gone into that safe driving mode. I have to log off and log back on.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get the video back. Just alerting you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We'll take, I think everybody might need a little minute too.
Can we take a bathroom? Can we take a bathroom break?
Chair, I'd like...
We're taking a short break for a minute or two, and then we'll come back and reconvene as the delegates.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we adjourn and then reconvene in 5 minutes as and assemble as delegates at that time.
Yeah, that's we're recessing. It's not really an adjournment, so we'll recess and people can take 3 to 5 minutes, but try to make it no more than that. Thank you.